1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. Reminder, at the bottom of the hour, Greenwich and Board of Estimate Taxation Budget Committee Chair Leslie Tarkenton will join me with a meeting recap. WGCH newsletter time is 8:21. Third Thursday of the month is the Real Estate Report with the Greenwich Association of Realtors, Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe, 2023 President Brian Tunney. Stacy, Brian, good morning. Welcome. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Tony.
All right.
Glad to be here.
All right. Glad to have you back, Brian, after missing last month. Let's take a look at the January 2023 numbers. Stacy, how did we start off the new year?
Yep. So we started off with a pretty average month for the month of January. There were 30 single-family residential closings. That's compared with 50 in January 2022, which I think we've been beating this drum for a while, but both the end of 2020, all of 2021, and beginning of 2022 were above average for our market. So the median sale price for the month of January was $2.567 million, and that's a slight increase from January 2022 when it was $2.5 million. The average days on market for single-family homes was 98 days. And that is exactly the same as where it was in January 2022. For condos and co-ops, we saw 12 closings and in January 2023. In January 2022, it was 13, so really pretty much the same activity going on there as well. The median sale price for condos and co-ops was $853,000. That's a slight increase from $725,000. And the days on market for condos was 90, and that's compared to 79 in January 2022. And as of close of business yesterday, we had 42 single-family homes pending and 21 condo and co-op units pending.
All right. Brian, want to add some analysis to these, if you could?
Well, yes, we're still seeing very high demand for properties in Greenwich. There are still, and we are also seeing, as you can see, the median price is going up. I mean, from 2021, which was $2,050,000, last year was $2,005,000, and now we're at $2,567,000. So the prices are going up, and the demand is increasing. Even with interest rates going up, there's still a lot of demand for homes in Greenwich.
Hmm. Brian, I was curious. I mean, this January, I mean, we're in the, supposedly anyway, winter time. Things might be slow before things pick up in the spring. But with this warm winter, do you expect that there could be some early, like the flowers are blooming early? Maybe there'll be an early run to the, more of the spring market for the real estate in Greenwich, do you think?
Well, typically spring starts now, the week after the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Spring starts in Greenwich. And so it typically goes through mid-May. That's what our spring market. But we're hoping to see more inventory coming out now over the next few months because there's a lot of buyers looking to move to Greenwich.
Interesting. Okay, and the weather's not hurting, right? Do some staging, right?
No, the weather's not hurting, but typically when it's this nice, I'm hoping that March and April are as nice as this.
That's true. That's exactly it. Stacy, numbers you said average, so they can kind of compare. You kind of go back, I guess, to 2019 or even January 2020, right, for a comparison of what has happened over the last couple of years or last couple of months?
Exactly, yeah. So even if we look back basically 10 years of data, the average shows around 37 closings for the month of January. So we are slightly under that, but we're also coming off the heels of two very, very active years. With 2022, we saw 50 closings. In January 2021, we saw 66, so nearly double what the average is in the typical month. So it's a big shift that's going on. We're seeing more closely related to pre-pandemic activity right now, but we're in a totally different place in the market, given that the inventory is now about, kind of a quarter of what it was at the time pre-pandemic. So that's where you're seeing the increase in prices still. You're still seeing multiple offers on properties. And it's for sellers, it's still a very good time to get your home on the market. There will be buyers for you.
All right. And, we have a couple minutes. There seem to be a lot of housing proposals up in the state legislature. I know one is before planning and zoning next week. I mean, have you been watching that issue?
Yes, we're working very closely with the Connecticut Association of Realtors. I'm actually serving on the legislative committee with the Connecticut Realtors this year, so I have a front row seat to see what bills we're looking at. I think the biggest ones that are always concerning are any additional taxes when it comes to transacting for a home sale. So definitely keeping an eye on those and any additional what we typically refer to as mansion taxes that would heavily impact our area, definitely keeping an eye on those. And like you said, there's a lot of zoning issues coming up, so we are right there on the front lines making sure that the bills that need our attention have it.
All right, fantastic. That's Stacy Lowe, Executive Vice President of the Greenwich Association of Realtors, and also joined by 2023 President Brian Tunney. Stacy, Brian, thanks again for your time this morning, and have a great day. We'll talk again next month.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.